Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for new holdings. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth and dig into promising stocks, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down New Holdings, a digital banking powerhouse that's been making waves in the fintech space. For those who might not be as familiar, New Holdings is a Brazil-based company in the financial services industry, operating primarily as a digital bank with a strong focus on Latin America. They've positioned themselves as a disruptor, offering accessible, low-cost financial products to millions of underserved customers. Let's dive into what's been happening with this company lately, analyze their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of the SWOT, let's touch on some recent developments and performance trends. New Holdings has been grabbing headlines with their aggressive expansion and impressive growth metrics. News snippets highlight their focus on scaling operations, particularly in high-growth markets like Mexico, while their latest earnings call for Q3 2024 revealed some seriously strong financials. Think robust revenue growth and improving profitability. On the performance front, they've shown solid gains over various timeframes, often outpacing industry averages in the financial sector for shorter periods like the past month and quarter. But as we know, past performance isn't a crystal ball, so let's unpack what's driving New Holdings and what could shape its future. Now let's roll up our sleeves and get into the SWOT analysis, starting with what makes New Holdings a standout. Strengths. First off, New Holdings is crushing it with revenue growth. Looking at their income statements, they've posted consistent increases in revenue year over year, which signals strong customer adoption and market penetration. This isn't just a fluke. It's driven by their innovative, user-friendly digital banking platform that's resonating with millions in Latin America. Their profitability metrics are also turning heads. The latest earnings call for Q3 2024 emphasized not just top-line growth, but also a tightening grip on costs, leading to better net income and earnings per share. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are trending positively, showing they're not just growing, but growing smartly. Another big plus is their operational efficiency. With a solid current ratio and quick ratio, New Holdings demonstrates they've got the liquidity to handle short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. Plus, their return on equity is impressive, indicating they're generating good returns for shareholders. Lastly, their focus on underserved markets gives them a unique edge. By targeting regions with historically low banking penetration, they've built a loyal customer base that's hungry for financial inclusion. This isn't just a business model, it's a mission, and it's paying off. Weaknesses. Now, let's keep it real. New Holdings isn't without its flaws. One concern is their debt-to-equity ratio. While it's not alarmingly high, it's worth noting that they're carrying a fair amount of debt relative to equity. For long-term investors, this means keeping an eye on how they manage leverage, especially if interest rates in their operating regions spike. Another point is their reliance on specific markets. While Latin America, especially Brazil, is their bread and butter, this geographic concentration could pose risks if economic or political instability hits hard in those areas. Diversification isn't quite there yet. Valuation-wise, their price-to-earnings ratio is on the higher side compared to some industry peers. Sure, growth stocks often trade at a premium, but for value-focused investors, this might raise an eyebrow. Are they overpaying for future growth? That's a question to chew on. Lastly, while their free cash flow yield looks decent, it's not as robust as some might hope for a company in hyper-growth mode. This could limit their ability to reinvest aggressively without tapping external funding. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to the exciting stuff. Opportunities. New Holdings has a massive runway for growth in emerging markets. Their earnings call highlighted Mexico as a key focus area, and with millions still unbanked or underbanked in Latin America, they've got a huge addressable market to tap into. If they keep executing, this could be a game changer. Innovation is another big opportunity. Their digital-first approach allows them to roll out new products, like insurance or investment tools, faster than traditional banks. If they keep pushing the envelope on tech, they could capture even more market share. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts seem optimistic about their earnings growth over the next few years. The average forward PE suggests the stock might still have room to run if they hit those projections. For long-term investors, this signals potential upside if execution stays on point. Lastly, industry trends are in their favor. The financial sector, especially fintech, is seeing a secular shift toward digital solutions. New Holdings is well positioned to ride this wave, especially as younger tech-savvy generations become their core demographic. Threats. On the flip side, there are some real threats to watch. First up, competition in the fintech space is heating up. Big banks are waking up to the digital trend, and other startups are vying for the same unbanked customers. If New Holdings loses its edge on cost or user experience, they could see market share slip. Regulatory risks are another concern. Operating in multiple Latin American countries means navigating a patchwork of financial regulations. Any tightening of rules or unexpected policy shifts could slow their growth or increase compliance costs. Economic volatility in their core markets is a wild card. Latin America isn't exactly known for stability, and currency fluctuations or inflation spikes could dent customer spending power and, by extension, news revenue. Finally, while their beta suggests moderate market risk, broader sector downturns could still drag them down. If investor sentiment sours on growth stocks or fintech as a whole, New Holdings might take a hit, even if their fundamentals stay strong. As we wrap up this deep dive, let's zoom out and think about what all this means for you as a long-term investor. New Holdings is a compelling story, strong growth, a clear mission, and a market with tons of potential. Their recent performance and strategic focus, especially in high-growth regions like Mexico, show they've got momentum. But, and this is a big but, the risks tied to geographic concentration, debt levels, and competitive pressures can't be ignored. For those of you playing the long game, this stock could be a solid addition if you believe in the fintech revolution and their ability to stay ahead of the curve. Keep an eye on their debt management and expansion updates in upcoming quarters. Those will be key tells. Thanks for sticking with me through this analysis. If you found this breakdown of New Holdings insightful, make sure to stay tuned for more content. At MarketSnap, we've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point swats on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below. Do you think New Holdings has what it takes to be a long-term winner? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.